looking forward to hearing what you've got to say.
Thank you. Thanks, Steve. You know, it's very, very kind words, Steve. We're very proud of you as well for the bravery of stepping out recently, doing what you feel like God's saying. So that's cool. Just to clarify as well, I didn't move to Liverpool for 3 years. Natalie did release me to do the degree, but I was living at home still, helping out and, you know. It's really, really good to be here. Thank you once more for having me and Natalie with you. For those of you who don't know, me and Natalie live just down the road on Derby Road, just about a 5-10 minute walk. I grew up at this church and really love Mount Chapel. I love coming back here and worshipping with you guys and just always feel and sense the presence of God. It's great to see the bright skirting boards as well today. I noticed that as soon as I got in, I spotted it. So well done, guys. I think last time as well, I just wanted to say thank you so much to Mount Chapel, the leadership, but also all the congregation, just for the support that you've given to me, Natalie, but also for our church, our little church down on Weiss Lane, Langworthy Community Church. We're about to celebrate our 20-year anniversary next year, which we'd love to invite you guys to come along to. So when we get the date, we will send out an invite to you. And your support has been incredibly valuable for our church to just keep going, to be encouraged, and to just keep going. A couple of things, little updates for us. Amelia's now in her, so our daughters, Amelia and Emma, Amelia's now in her second year of college, thinking about going to uni in September, which is exciting. Emma is in year 10 at Oasis and enjoying that, so in her GCSE years. And our church, we went on an away day together yesterday to Hattersley, which was really nice, and we looked at retreat, and I'd encourage you guys just to think about being away, spending time on your own with God. We really delved deep into retreat, and then in the afternoon we went off on our own and just spent time with the Lord, and that was really valuable. So I'd really encourage you to think about that as maybe as a collective, but also as individuals, how to get away and spend the morning, maybe an afternoon, if you've got the chance, a whole day just with you and God. And another exciting thing that's happened last week, we were able to start a Bible study group in Oasis High School for year 9, 10 and 11. So that is happening on a Monday lunchtime. So if you could pray for that, that's a really exciting thing that we've just started. So me and Ruth, the lady from, me and Ruth, the lady from who leads a church in Oasis, helping to lead that. And we had 5 young people come along to the first one, which was really good. Right, let's get on. I think we'll have a game, because I always love to play a game. So, on the screen minute, actually, you can bring it up now, Mercy. Mercy's doing a PowerPoint today, which is brilliant. So, give Mercy a big round of applause, definitely. Okay, we need to... Yeah, can we go up one? Okay. It's all right. It's going to work. There we go. That's it. So, we're looking at phobias. So, today we're going to be looking at a little bit of things to do with fear, and this quiz is about phobias. Very simple. We're going to look at the name of a phobia, and you're going to guess what that phobia is. There'll be a list of options, don't worry. So let's have the first one. Thank you, Mercer. This is electrophobia. I think it should have been the fear of electricity in it. No, that's not spelled right, is it? Electricity. Alright, so we've got A, the fear of fish, B, the fear of chickens, or C, the fear of pillows. So I'm going to get you to put your hands up when I'm going to say A, B, then C, and you put your hands up and decide which one you think it is. If you think you've got to put your hand up for one of them, all right, and you're not allowed to put your hand up for more than one, okay? So you've got to play this game. If you think it's A, the fear of fish, put your hand up now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, maybe. Okay, if you think it's D, the fear of chickens, put your hand up now. Just Ruth. Oh, wait, oh, no. More people are joining you now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 people. You led the way there, Ruth. All right. If you think it's C, the fear of pillows, put your hand up now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Oh, the most has been pillows. Let's find out. What is it, Mercer? It is the fear of chickens. Ruth, you led the way. Okay, let's get on to the next one. Here we go. Arachibutyrophobia. Alright, is it A, the fear of peanut butter? B, the fear of balloons? Or C, the fear of backsides? I guess the butt bit, you know, maybe that's there. That's in there because of that. Okay, have a little think. Have a little think in your minds. What do you think it's going to be? Who thinks it's A, the fear of peanut butter? Put your hand up now. Oh, we've got a number. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14. Probably about 16. That's a good number. Who thinks it's D, the fear of balloons? Put your hand up now. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. A similar number. Okay, and who thinks it's definitely C, the fear of backsides? 1, 2, 3. D, we're not going for that, no. Let's find out what it is. Oh, it is the fear of peanut butter. And it's specifically the fear of peanut butter on the roof of your mouth. Ironically. Okay, let's go for number 3. Somniphobia. Somniphobia. Alright, is it the fear of clouds? Is it the fear of footballs? Is it the fear of sleep? Okay, if you think it's A, the fear of clouds, put your hand up. No one. Some people may know this, I think. If you think it's B, the fear of footballs, put your hand up. I think we're all going for that. If you think it's C, the fear of sleep, I think we all know this. Let's find out. Is it the fear of sleep? Yeah, and that boy fell asleep in the toilet. There it is. Okay, let's have the next one. Cinophobia, okay, or cinephobia maybe. The fear of cinemas, the fear of dogs, the fear of robots. Cinephobia or cinophobia, what do we think it is? If you think it's A, the fear of cinemas, put your hand up. A few, we got 2, 3, 4, 5, ooh, it's becoming a bit more, right, 5. If you think it's B, the fear of dogs, put your hand up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And if you think it's C, the fear of robots, put your hand up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, we've got about 15, 16. That's the one that we're going for, the fear of robots. What is it, Nurse? Oh, it's the fear of dogs! And those two dogs at the top do look especially scared, which is very nice. I like that one. Okay, we've got our final one. Let's have it. Wow, okay. Hippopotomonstrosesquipedaliophobia. Oh, yes. I am not reading that again. Is it A, the fear of hippos, B, the fear of long words, or C, the fear of potatoes? Okay. Right, let's put your hand up if you think it's A, the fear of hippos. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay. B, the fear of long words. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Ooh, about 20 there. That's most popular at the moment. C, the fear of potatoes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Not as popular. Let's find out. What is it? Dun, dun, dun. The fear of brilliant. Okay. Well, that was good fun. So, thank you for playing, everyone. Who managed to get, let's be honest, who managed to get more than 2 right? Anyone? We've got quite a number. Anyone get 3 right? Yeah. Anyone get 4? 4? All of them. Anyone get all of them? You got all of them. 2 of you at the back and here. Well done, guys. Give them a round of applause. And to be honest, I think it'd also be a skill. Did anyone get none of them right, all of them wrong? Because I think you deserve a round of applause if you do, because that would be pretty impressive. Okay, Natalie, over to you.
Thanks for that, Andrew. Well, there were some interesting fears there, weren't there? Some funny ones as well. Now, the thing about fear is it can be some stuff that we can laugh at. So we can look at our own lives and we can think, oh, I've been afraid of some crazy, silly, funny things. And I wonder if there's anyone here who has had some silly fears that you think are a bit funny and that you're able to laugh at. Have a think, because you might want to share them with other people. I'm going to share one of mine. When I was a child, I loved going to my friend's house. No, it wasn't my friend, my cousin's house, sorry. My cousin's house. Occasionally, I'd be able to go to my cousin's house. And she was a few years older than me, and she had some really cool games and toys. And I think because she was older than me, she had to entertain me, which I loved. And looking back, maybe she wasn't so keen on it. But never mind. I would go to her house, and I would ask for a specific game that some of you might have heard of. Have you heard of Buckaroo? I loved it, in theory. I would say, let's play Buckaroo. And this game is like a sort of toy donkey that you take turns putting things on the donkey, but at any moment it could buckaroo and it could kick its legs out and all the bits would go flying. So we'd take turns. She'd go first, she'd put a piece on, and it'd be okay. And then I'd pick up a piece and I can't do it! I just couldn't do it! I'd get so scared and I'd ruin the whole game. And she knew it would happen as well. I'd go to my cousin's house, I'd say, let's play Buckaroo. She'd say, no, we're not going to play Buckaroo. I'd say, please, I want to play Buckaroo. No, we're not going to play Buckaroo. I want to play Buckaroo. She'd get the game out. And every time, I just couldn't do it because I was so scared. Has anyone else had any weird fears that you think, oh, actually, looking back, that is a bit funny? Andrew, have you got any?
Yeah, I was, when I was younger, well, pretty much still am a little bit. Do you remember those characters in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? I don't really want to mention the name. Who were... Ah! Yeah, I was scared of watching it because of the Oompa Loompas, I've got to admit. It was, yeah, I don't know why, but it really, I didn't want to watch it. I've not really ever watched it, to be honest, since.
Serious fear there. I wonder what the phobia is, the official term, fear of Oompa Loompas. But there are fears like that that we can sort of think, oh, well, that's a bit silly, and we can laugh at them. But actually, there are things also that are a bit more serious, aren't there, that can really interfere with our lives. And in the same way that when I was a kid, I really wanted to play that game, but my fear was stopping me from enjoying it, there are bigger things that can actually disrupt our lives and stop us from experiencing the fullness of life that God wants for us. But the thing is, if God wants us to live these full, enriched lives, then we can trust that he has the power to set us free from the things that can hold us back. So when I was younger, I was incredibly scared and fearful of standing in front of people and talking. And you wouldn't probably think that looking at me. And it took looking to God, turning to God and saying, God, please help me. I'm so terrified. Like, even if I was in a meeting and they said, oh, get into a little group of six people, I'd be like this. Like, inside, I'd be shaking because just the thought of, like, speaking in front of people absolutely terrified me. Steve mentioned before about how I used to dance in front of thousands of people. Again, the thought of that would give me a similar effect. When I started dancing, the first time I performed was in front of my youth group that joined with another youth group. There was probably about 100 of us. I was so terrified. And my friends and I, we spent loads of time working on this routine and putting it together. And then I said, oh, it's okay, you guys perform it without me, it'll be fine. And they said, no, it won't. We've just worked really hard on you know, all the formations and where people are going to be standing. And if you just drop out, it's going to ruin it. So I was like, great, I have to do this. But the great thing was that they were, you know, Christians who believed in the power of Jesus, and they prayed for me and they encouraged me to put my trust in God. And I was still really nervous and scared, but I decided, well, you know, I'm going to step out in confidence that God is going to help me through. And it was the most incredible, exhilarating experience. And whenever I had that feeling of anxiety or fear that, you know, not just I'm a bit nervous, but that kind of fear that just goes, no, you can't do that, that I had to turn to God and say, God, please help me. I really need you. And then I had to put my trust in God and then step out. And time and time again, I've just seen God, you know, break those fears. I haven't played Buckaroo for a while. Maybe that's it. But I believe that God can make a difference in really small things, but also in the really big challenges that we face in our lives. Andrew's going to help us now to look at a part of the Bible, look at Jesus, so that we can sort of root this in what the Bible has to say. Oh, and we've got some chairs. Oh, more chairs. Oh, this is exciting, Andrew. Brilliant.
Very exciting. Buckaroo, eh? Buckaroo. Loved it. Pop-up pirate as well. I used to play pop-up. Do you remember that one where you put the sword in and boop? Anyway, let's get on. So we're going to look at a story from the Bible about when, like Natalie said, some of Jesus' closest friends got scared, okay? And for this, would you believe, I need some volunteers and helpers. You can be old or you can be young, this small. To be a volunteer, I need as few as three and as many as four, five, six, something like that, roughly. And yeah, it's why I've got a surfboard here as well. So if you'd like to volunteer, you need to be willing that people may laugh at you, but it's all part of the thing. They're supposed to laugh at you, okay? So don't be embarrassed if people laugh at you, because they're supposed to laugh at you. And we're just going to do a sort of a story from the Bible that's going to stick exactly to the Bible, but possibly maybe I'll change slight bits. Okay, who would like to volunteer? I know we've got a lot of good actors in Mount Chapel, so I can see the variety of hands going up there. This is really good. Sandra's about to volunteer, because we can't, aren't you? Look at you. Come on, Sandra, you can do this. You don't have to if you don't want. If you want to send George up, George will come up if you want, but don't want to. Anyone else? Oh, he's coming up as well, just to support you. All right, cool. Right, you're going to wear different things. So who else wants to volunteer? Yep. Come on, Edmund. And one other. Anyone? Yeah, Mark, come on. Yeah. Do we want any young person or a child to volunteer? Anyone else? Anyone want to be Jesus? It's Jesus in this story. Do you want to come up? Go on. Go on, Hannah. Nice one. Right. Okay, so what should we all wear? You want to wear that? You could just sit there for now, don't worry. Is that all right? You don't have to wear it if you don't want. What else have we got? Are you willing to wear a wig? You don't have to if you don't want to. Don't worry. Just stick that on. You can have that. Well done. All right. Sandra, you can have that. What else have we got here? Good, right, there we go. No, you can have that. That'd be cool. So, right, who's looking? You can wear them. And for no reason, you can have a glove. That's it. You can put it on if you want. It doesn't matter. Right, and you can have that. Okay, Hannah. Thank you. Right, so, Sandra, pick a disciple, really. So you can be one of the less well-known ones, like Bartholomew, or you can be one of the more, you know, Simon Peter, that sort of thing. Who would you like to be?
Luke.
Okay, you can go for Luke. Okay, George, do you want anyone? Do you want me to name you one, or?
Matthew,
okay.
John,
okay. Mark, who would you like to be? Do you want to be Bartholomew, as no one's pitching it?
Yeah, Bartholomew.
Nice one. Okay, we've got Bartholomew, John, Luke and Matthew. Okay, fantastic. And this, everyone, give it up for Jesus. Okay, now, this is a story, and as you can see, our disciples here are about to get on a boat, okay? So, they're in a boat, and Jesus, you come here with me, with this, gets in the boat with them, okay? And what I want you to do, Jesus, is to lie down and put your head on the pillow, because Jesus started to go to sleep. So go on, you lie down on the floor, on the pillow, brilliant. Okay, now, Luke, there you go Luke, thank you, started fishing, there we go. Matthew, just looked cool. John, he was fishing as well, with his bow, and I don't know why he took a bow and arrow, to be honest, but thankfully we've got no arrows, so it's alright. And Bartholomew, he just, he was catching fish with his special fishing glove, alright? So, that was what was going on. And then he decided he was going to have a surf later, so if you want to carry that as well, we're going to go surfing in a bit. But anyway, they were on the water, Jesus was chilling out, having a sleep, and everything was calm and fine, and they were having a nice time together. But then, and this is where you guys are going to need to be involved as well, because a storm started yonder, heading towards the sea where the boat was, okay? And when I say a word, you guys are going to have to say a word, and then you guys are going to have to say a word. Is that okay? We're in this story. So, when I say the word waves, you guys need to go whoosh. So, let's practice that. Waves. Brilliant. Almost good, but you'll get better. And when these guys say whoosh, you need to go wah. Okay. Can you practice doing wah after three? Well done. Well done. Okay, Mark, if you want to give that surfboard to one of these lads, go for it. That's fine. They can be surfing as well, just off the coast. That's all right. So let's practice it all three. Waves, whoosh, wah. Okay? Waves. Okay. George, you were a little bit behind there. Not George, sorry, Matthew. Matthew, you're a little bit behind the times, okay? But when whooshes come, you've got a wah, okay? It's ready to lay back. So, The disciples were on the boat. There was some fishing going on. Luke was doing lots of fun fishing and caught a fish. There it is, yeah. Matthew was looking cool. Bartholomew was dreaming of surfing. And John was trying his best but couldn't aim for toffee. So, but then, the dark clouds started rolling in. Luke was looking a little bit concerned. And, you know what? The waves started to get bigger and bigger. And the rain started coming down. There was a bit of lightning. And the waves started rising higher, up and down, up and down, and Jesus was asleep. Can you do some snoring out here? Jesus was sleeping. Well done. And even when the waves got so big that they're almost off the seats, Jesus continued to sleep. Well done, well done. And panic hit their faces. Good, good, good. Beautiful. And the waves got even higher. And the disciples went and they woke Jesus, saying, are you ready, guys? Saying, this is your moment now. Lord, save us. We're going to drown. Okay, you're not doing too good here. Just copy what I'm saying. We're going to drown. 1, 2, 3. Well done, that's better. All right. Jesus got up out of his sleep. Get up, well done. And he said, you read her, You of little faith. Why are you so afraid? Oh, well done. And then he rebuked the waves. So just go like this. Rebuked them. Well done. Brilliant. And it was completely calm. Everyone be calm. The disciples were amazed. Show me your best amazed faces. Well done. And asked, are you ready? This is you guys again, all right? What kind of a man is this? George, what happened there? I'm sort of a... George sort of went... Even the winds and the waves obey him. Brilliant. Give our hands a big round of applause. Have a prize from Sharky. There's other things that aren't sweets under there. There's a dinosaur. There's other things. Yeah? Oh, we're having a big look. Okay, you can take all your costumes off now. Well done. Thank you. You can all get a prize as well. If you want a prize, take a prize. Well done. Take a prize. Oh, you can take your glove off first. That's how, yeah. Oh, almost pulled you over, sorry. There we go. Right, set that surfboard off you. All right, give me a big round of applause again. I think you could say that was kind of my reimagining of that story. Okay, it wasn't actually exactly how it happened. I've got to admit that. So, forgive me. But in that story, we found out that even though Jesus was with the disciples on the boat, the disciples were still fearful, weren't they? Okay? They had the Son of God, this miracle worker, incredible, all-powerful person with them, and yet a fear came to them. And you know what? Fear is something that can happen in our lives. When we look at things that are happening, when we're... When upset comes, when hurt comes, when people have said things maybe that we don't like, fear can really happen in our lives. For me, I was in a similar situation to this, without this wig and not wearing this. But I'd gone on this lovely holiday on a catamaran, and it was supposed to be in Greece, on the sea, and it was supposed to be one of these holidays, sun every day. I was just going to sit there like that, and then go and get some lunch, go and get some tea out in the beautiful Greek cities and islands. And but that didn't happen, sadly, because, you know, recently on your phone, they've practiced this national warning for you. Do you remember? You all got one. Well, we got one of them whilst we're in the middle of the sea, in the middle of the ocean in Greece, saying, do not leave your homes, do not go out at all. And I've looked back and there was floods up to here due to these storms that were happening. Our boat was getting absolutely lashed by storms. The winds and the waves, whoosh, were going up and down the waves, and our boat has gone like this. One of my friends, who's a bit older than me, very wise, was filming himself with a message to his son to say, if I don't make it back, I just want you to know that I love you, and I love you, and I want to send my love to your wife. And he was giving messages, basically a video message to his son, just because he thought we were about to die. And in that moment, this happened actually a couple of times on the journey. There were two big storms, but I felt like God had spoken to me, spoken the same thing to my dad about 30 or 40 years earlier, when my dad was in a not a similar situation, but a situation of maybe a bit of peril. And I felt God say to me, you will not die, you will live. And so in that situation, I knew that God was with me. And because of that, I was much, much calmer than a lot of the people on the boat. Even though this situation was going on around me, the knowledge that God was with me was a very important thing. And that knowledge of the word that he'd given me there and spoken to me was incredibly important to keep the peace within me. And a lot of us go through different situations in our lives where fear can come in. But when we have a knowledge that God is with us, that God is going through the situation with us, it doesn't mean necessarily that God is going to take you out of that situation instantly. But knowing that God will walk with you through the pain, through the suffering, through the different situations that you go through, brings a peace within our hearts, within our minds, that can bring change into the situation. Because of the way that we can view things, the way that we're able to face things then, and the way that we're not able to, that we won't just sit in fear, affecting our minds and affecting our hearts. Knowing that God is with us, God is with you today, no matter what you are going through, no matter the pain, the hurt, thinking ahead of the situation that you might be in, thinking, how can anything come out of this? God walks with you in it. And God wants to bring his peace to your heart and to your mind while he walks with you. Now Jesus, in the Bible there, we know that Jesus took on everything. Jesus died for us. And we can get to know this Jesus in our hearts and our minds. Many of us here know Jesus. We've accepted Jesus in our lives. And he does impact our lives every day. And I just want to say, if you don't know Jesus today, it's an incredible thing to be a Christian, to walk with him, and to know the offer of love and peace within your lives and within our hearts that we can accept day by day. So I'm just going to pray. I'm going to ask that if you are going through different situations in your life, that it might be situations of illness, sickness. It might be situations of other people's lives weighing heavily on you. As you close your eyes, maybe just put your hands out and just give those situations to God. We believe that God is a miracle worker. We believe that God can solve these situations like this. But in other times, for whatever reason, God walks with us through these situations. And he brings peace into situations that we can't ever think that we could have had peace with. So I'm going to just pray now. Come Holy Spirit, I ask. Lord, for the situations that we're going through, that we bring and lift before you now, I ask that you bring peace to our minds and to our hearts. Where worry has taken control of us, where fear has become our first go-to, I pray that that would be gone. Lord, it says in the Bible that perfect love casts out fear. And Lord, I pray that you would do that. You'd fill us with your perfect love. You'd fill each person here with your peace. Lord, for those who are crying out for your healing, I pray that we would know your peace. Lord, I ask that you would bring healing to bodies here who need your healing. Lord, I pray most importantly that each person here would know that you love them. Would know that you value them. I just right now I ask for a special peace to come upon people who have not known it for so long. Come Holy Spirit, bring that peace, we ask. I ask that you will be the one we look to first when feelings of anxiety, worry and fear come into our minds and in our hearts, that we would begin to immediately ask you for your peace, that we would know that you are with us as we walk into fearful situations, or as we continue in situations that we one day long to be free from. Thank you, you are with us in the pain, God. You are with us in the hurting. You are with us in the longing, Lord.